the Country Station Goober 95.1. Good morning and welcome to the Get the Scoop radio show. This is Chris Schalk. I'm Barron County's Extension Agent for Agriculture, and I've got Warren County's Extension Agent for Horticulture, Kristen Hildebrand, right here alongside Rip Warren and ready to go. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Chris.
All right. So we've had kind of been all over this week. We talked a little bit about the North American. We talked about the Backyard Conservation Program coming up here in Warren County. And today you're going to give us a recap. And I tell you what, I know you're proud of your master gardeners. I'm proud of mine in Barron County. Man, these folks do a lot of good work. And you all had a tour.
We did.
Okay. Well, give us a little, how'd that work out?
Yeah. So I wanted to take a couple of minutes this morning to talk about our master gardening tours that we had last week. We had a couple of different offerings. It was on Tuesday, last Tuesday, October the 26th, and then on Thursday the 28th, and then we had a few morning tours that took place on Friday, October 29th. And what we did with those gardening tours, Chris, I know we've talked about it some, but just to give that recap, we gave garden tours of our annual flower garden trials, as well as our newly installed certified Monarch Way Station. And I'm really glad that I finally got hooked up with the gentleman that heard it on Get the Scoop radio show when we were talking about it back in June. He came out and was able to get some information from our master gardeners on how to install kind of more of a butterfly pollinator habitat. And if you're interested in doing a Monarch Way Station, there's a little bit more certification requirements that you have to do to fit that. But anyway, those tours went really, really good. I have to say Tuesday's tours were specifically more outside because of the really good weather that we had on Tuesday from the 3 to 5 time frame that we offered the tours. So we had several different people. Chris, a couple of your master gardeners came and saw the space and enjoyed it. There was some other kids as well as adults that dropped by to check it out. And so master gardeners were there to help answer any questions that they had because sometimes when you're getting into these projects, Chris, you don't know specifically exactly how to execute it. And so whenever you can see a project and put your eyes on it, sometimes for visual people like myself, it really, really kind of makes it more, you know, real. And it's like, oh, I can do something like this. So we also were able to showcase our annual flower garden trials. And that has been a really fun project, too, because we've been able to take 20 different annual flowers and evaluate it. We started the project at the beginning of May after the frost freeze date, and then we evaluated it twice every month, and then we finished those up. Actually, we're finishing up the evaluations this week, this week, and we're getting ready to clean up those beds. But those have been really eye-opening to a lot of different people, homeowners that might be interested in annual flowers, specifically on their performance, how they do, how they respond to disease, insect pressure. Sometimes things look good at the beginning of spring, and then as they go through the season, they don't typically look as good because of drought stress or, like I said, other pest pressure that comes into play. So we've got a couple of different handouts, and Chris, this is for the folks that might not have been able to attend, but would like to still get the information in hand. We've got a couple of different handouts. So if you're specifically interested in to see which the performers that were our top ones in our annual flower garden trials, we have that laid out in a handout. And it's really easy for them to kind of see the color combinations because it is printed in color. And then there's a trophy that signifies which of those annual flower varieties perform the best for us here in Warren County. Now, there's some other counties that are participating as well as Barron, all across the state of Kentucky. So their data may be a little bit different from ours, but still, that'll be really good to kind of see what the color combinations looked like and some of the top performers that we had from our garden trials. And then the other thing I want to mention is that we have put together for the Certified Monarch Way Station a brochure about the how-tos on considerations for a butterfly pollinator habitat. So there's a checklist in there that kind of leads you through a couple of different steps to go through in order to create that habitat for pollinators, as well as what plants do well for mid to early to late season, because you'll want to make sure that you have something through those different seasons so that way it provides what plants that those pollinators enjoy. And then on the back, there's also a QR code that's listed on the brochure that will take you to our website that will also give you a photo journal of how we started the project back in the spring and where we've carried it to right now.
All right, Kristen. Well, we appreciate that. And we appreciate not only that information, but everything that the Master Gardeners do in the community.
That's exactly right. Thank you.
All right. Well, folks, we invite you back here each and every weekday morning at 5 a.m. for more Get the Scoop. Brought to you by our good friends down at Hobdy Dye and Reed and our friends over at Farmers Regional Livestock Market. Get your scoop right here on Goober 95.1.